The Bible reading this morning is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 21, verses 1 to 14. This can be found in page 1090 in the Pew Bibles. Afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. "I'm going out to fish," Simon Peter told them. And they said, "We'll go with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they answered. He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some." When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It is the Lord," he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from the shore, about 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you have just caught." Simon Peter climbed aboard and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153. But even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples dare ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. May the Lord bless his word to us. Amen.
Now let us pray. God our Father, we thank you for every opportunity to focus our minds on your word. And we pray that you would speak to us now in the power of your Spirit as we seek to see Jesus more clearly and walk in his ways more surely. We ask this in his name. Amen. Well, they tell us, girls, that the most important meal of the day is your breakfast. Okay? So they tell us anyway. So I'm quite sure you remember what you had for your breakfast this morning. Is that right? Tim, do you want to tell me? Yes? Toast. Fine. That's great. Anybody else? Anything unusual for breakfast? Is it all cereals and things and whatnot? Okay. So I think, is it a waste of time me asking you what was the best breakfast you ever had? Because that's where we're going. That's where we're going. We've been talking about the best meal that we might ever have had. But, you know, breakfast being the most important meal of the day, I was thinking about the best breakfast that I might have had. And I think it was, well, one of the best breakfasts I ever had was when I was in America. Now, Americans know how to do breakfast. Let's be quite clear about that. And Mrs. Buchanan and I and an American friend that a lot of people will remember here, Emily Campbell, we were staying in a hotel in Grand Rapids in Michigan. Ever been to Grand Rapids? Well, if you're kind of hip like me, you call it G-Rap. You know, this is what you call it, you know, G-Rap. So I was in G-Rap for a wee while, and I remember the first time we went down for breakfast in the morning, I couldn't believe it. You know, there was a chef there in the breakfast room, And he would do your eggs any way you wanted them. You know, his first question to me was, how many do you want? Now that was a big temptation. And then, after the how many, it was, how do you like them? You know, and there were so many things that they could put into to the eggs. You know, the sausages and bacon. Oh, I mean, it was... I'm beginning to make myself hungry, even thinking about it. So that was a very memorable breakfast. I don't think I'd ever had one like that. I don't think I had my lunch that day, but that was just how substantial it was. But, you know, you remember meals sometimes for the things that you ate. But sometimes what can make a meal very, very special are the people that you're with when you're having the meal. And it was special for us that day because Emily was with us, and that made it all the better. And that's really what we're talking about when we're thinking of that breakfast that the friends of Jesus had on the shores of Lake Tiberias after they'd been working all night at their nets. They came off their boats and onto the shore, and they found that a fire had been built and there was fish being cooked on the fire and bread at the side of the fire and the fish. And that was made all the more special for them because it was made by Jesus. It was made by Jesus for them. And the fact that this was Jesus risen from the dead, that they had seen Jesus die on a cross, and now he was alive again, that made it all the more special to them. After they'd been working all night at their nets, and they hadn't caught very much, and we'll get back to that a wee bit later. But there they were, exhausted probably from all their work, and they found this breakfast all prepared for them, and it was made for them by Jesus. And that was one of the appearances that Jesus made to his disciples after he rose again from the dead. And there were going to be many, many more. But there would come a point where Jesus was going to go back to heaven, but he promised his disciples that his Spirit would come to the earth. And just as he was present with his disciples at that breakfast, he promised to be present with them all through their lives. No matter if it was a good time that they were going through or a bad time that they were going through. Jesus said, I will be with you always. And you've got to remember that. You know, Jesus has promised, even when we don't really feel that he's very near, he's promised to be with all his friends from the beginning of our lives to the end. So that was a special meal for the disciples because it was made by Jesus. But it was also special because it was made for them. You know, they were Jesus' friends, and they'd been working very, very hard at their nets. And I don't know if you remember the story, but the disciples saw this man on the shore, and they were catching nothing. They weren't doing very well at the nets. But they saw this man on the shore, and they told the disciples to put their nets down at a particular place, and they hauled in so many fish that the nets began to break. They couldn't believe just how many fish that they were taking in. And when they arrived on the shore, they discovered that this stranger was Jesus. He'd helped them to catch the fish, and now he was preparing this breakfast for them so that they could get their strength back after such a long and hard night. And that's important for us to remember too, that Jesus cared for his followers. He cared for his friends, and he cares for us. You know, one of the things that I always think is important about Easter morning is that when Jesus rose again from the dead, he didn't go and confront all the people that didn't like him, the people that put him to death. What he did first and foremost was he went to see his friends. His friends who would be sad and be frightened and be going through such a terrible time. Jesus went to them and made them strong again when they believed, when they saw that he was alive. And, you know, so many people have found this down through the years, girls, and everyone else I'm sure is listening in here, that sometimes at the worst moment in our lives, we can feel the presence of Jesus with us. You know, there was a man called Paul who wrote so many wonderful things in our Bible. And he once spoke about a terrible experience he was going through, and he thought that he was coming to the end of all his strength. But he said, "The Lord stood at my side and gave me strength." Jesus stood at his side and gave him strength. Now, no, he didn't see Jesus, but he experienced Jesus' Spirit very close to him. And that's why Paul later on was able to say, "There's nothing that's ever going to separate me from the love of God. Whether it's a good time or a bad time, I will experience Jesus in my life." So that was a very, very special breakfast that was made for Jesus, made by Jesus, sorry. It was made for his disciples, and it reminded them of something. It reminded Jesus' disciples of something, because remember what he prepared for their breakfast. It was fish and it was bread. Now, that would be a wee bit unusual for us. Maybe, you know, if we're used to toast and used to cereals and scrambled eggs and all the rest of it, to have fish and bread for your breakfast. Not unusual if you live in Korea or Japan or somewhere like that. And it wasn't unusual for people in Jesus' time and in his country to have fish and bread for their breakfast. But it wasn't just fish and bread. That enabled the disciples to remember that special time that we were talking about earlier, when there were 5,000 hungry people and Jesus fed them all with 5 loaves and 2 fish. That was the time when the disciples learned how to serve. And when they saw the fish and bread there that particular morning, they would remember that whole incident and they would remember the work that lay before them. Because Jesus would go back to heaven at some point, but Jesus' plan was that the work would go on. The work that he began would go on through his friends. God was seeing so much that was wrong with the world, and he wanted to put it right. And the way that he was going to put it right was through friends of Jesus. People who believed in him. People who learned his teaching and put it into practice. That was the way that God was going to bring back the world to himself. And that's something that we need to remember at this Easter time. We're called to be Easter people, you know, because we believe that Jesus is very close to us. We believe that we can experience his presence with us. And we believe that he has work for us to do, to tell his story and to share his love with all those in need. Now let's pray together. God our Father, we give thanks to you that Jesus has risen from the dead, that we can experience his presence in our lives, that he has given us work to do, and that when we engage in this work, then we are seeking to bring people back to you, so that the world, which so often can be a dark place, is once again filled with light. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.